Every so often, a podcast emerges from the clutter that speaks to the heart and soul of America and the world. This ain't one of them. It's time for those ignorant intellectuals.
Miss J.
Either learn me or I'm a left.
D.A.
Plain devil's advocate.
Pretty smoke.
I'm the type of woman you'll never have me in a position where I'm ass out.
J.L. Dangerous.
They don't really want to smoke.
And the moderator, Big C the Chef. They are the Unprivileged as Fuck Podcast.
You niggas, crazy.
Welcome everybody to another edition of Unprivileged AF. We back. How y'all feeling? Janelle and Christy, they coming. Janelle is experiencing some technical difficulties. She still got that Teddy Riley set up. But JL Dangerous and DA are here.
We here.
So what's going on with y'all?
I'm happy to be back and seeing y'all brothers and the two sisters when they come on. It's good to see. It's like old times again.
Yeah. DA still at work. So
we back in this.
Yeah. Somewhat. We back somewhat.
Hello, people. Hey, what's going on, good people? How y'all doing?
Outstanding. How about yourself?
Oh man, I'm black in America, so I'm doing bad.
You know it.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
We just look good, but we doing bad.
Right. Well, I thought it would be a little bit more fanfare than this, but we had to wait on Janelle because Janelle usually the hype man.
I mean, we can hype it up. No, you did, Chris. You wrong. You saying all that crazy stuff. No, it's like this. That's usually how shit come at you.
Right.
She's having a little technical difficulty at the current time, but
yeah, so is Christy.
Well, that's what happened to you when you out on vacay mode.
Right.
You party up. Party up.
Christy the only one who ain't went back to work yet.
Pretty Smoke been smoking something real good.
I don't know. Down there across the border, man, they got a lot of hair, that red hair sis, that Texas dud.
I know. I can't understand how she's in Texas and takes a vacation to Mexico. That's like going into your backyard.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure that out. But all right, so we are back and we got some new stuff coming up this season. We don't know what it is yet, but we got some new stuff coming up this season.
Fun times.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So how was your all's vacation? How was your all's break? How was your break?
It's too much to explain in this hour.
Yeah.
But we made personal moves, you know. One of the biggest things we did, a transfer for our daughter. But there go Nail. Hey.
I hope I'm sounding better.
There you go. Okay. You might gotta get just a tad closer to the mic.
All right, I gotta turn up the volume. Sorry, y'all.
We'd be struggling without you, man.
I had to do some adjustments. Think I'm good now.
All right. Yeah, we are good.
Get the angles right. Like on Instagram. Get the angles right.
Right.
So we were just asking how everybody's vacation was from the break.
Man,
how was yours?
You know, I don't even know that I really had much of a vacation because in my infinite wisdom, I decided to volunteer for the extended school year for my school district, and it ended on the first of July started my vacation. And then I went back to work on Monday. Although it's from home right now because we're training, but next Wednesday I have to actually physically go back to work. So I feel like I didn't get much of a break.
So when does the school season start? August what?
17th.
Man, I remember when school didn't start till the day after Labor Day.
Man, do you know how long ago they got rid of that? They got rid of that long time. Although Missouri... Missouri is going back to that. So they passed a law 2 years ago where they're going back to that, where they can't start before the first Monday after Labor Day. So
okay. I would always say that, you know, school starting early now, because these kids today are dumb. They need all the schooling they can get. They don't need Saturdays and Sundays off.
All the school, just because the school building is over doesn't mean that that's going to change. So I'm just saying, for education starts at home.
That's true.
That's a great political way to say it.
But you do have people who you have parents now that are products of that, of this new education that didn't get their education at home either. So the cycle is repeating itself.
Yes, sir, it is. That's why we in the shit that we in.
And the brain cells are dying slower and slower and faster. Well, no, they're dying faster and faster with go round.
That's why by the time I don't want to put your real age out there, Chris, but by the time you 58, I hope you learn how to speak Chinese, because they're going to be running this country. Because them smart MNFs and these dumb bastards that we got in every segment of America, they're going to take over America. So you better learn. You better learn how to speak Chinese.
Rosetta Stone in Mandarin. Yeah, just order it now. Yeah. Get ready.
Yeah, Rosetta Stone. Because all these dumb, I don't care. It ain't got no ethnic, you know, black, white, Latina, even the Asians in America, you know, all of them, even though they got the best stereotype when they come to education, but that shit ain't true because we got some, this country and what I'm seeing right now, maybe I'll save for later, but this is some of the dumbest shit, and I'm sounding like the old man on get off my lawn, old man, but I'm so sick of this shit, man.
Yeah.
I can see why Bezos and them is hiring a goddamn spaceship, trying to build one, try to get the fuck up out this earth, go find another place, get away from some of these crazy people.
Yeah. I need to get... do something. All right, well, let's get going with our segments. Janelle, you have an unpopular opinion? Where'd you go?
Honestly, that's the best opinion I ever heard her give.
Oh, wow. Shots fired. Shots fired.
Oh, my goodness.
Again. We still can't hear you, Janelle. All right, well, let's do this.
Oh, man, I tell you what, she's quickly becoming marriage material.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Look at her. Look at her rustling. Look at her. All right, I tell you what, then. Let's, D.A., come on. You got some BS, then? We'll come back to Janelle.
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much BS.
I'm good. My mic came undone.
Oh, well, go ahead. Go ahead.
My mic came out. Okay. It came out the socket.
Your mic came out. Oh.
That's what she said.
It came out the socket. Anyway. Anyway, so yes, I do. All right. All right. I know you all may have or may not have heard the news about that moratorium on paying rent. It expired. I believe it was on Saturday. Expired, and everybody was all in this fury about, you know, rushing to get it reinstated again because it ended on Saturday. And the CDC, of all places, got involved in reauthorizing it until October 3rd. You know, I gotta, personally speaking, I'm a landlord. And I have a problem with that. Outside of the people who really, really need this, I'm talking like there are some people in poverty and this pandemic has really, really, you know, hurt them. But there are people who just sit on their ass and not paying rent, like literally have not paid rent in over a year. They didn't got stimulus check after stimulus check. They didn't got the $300 times six kids or however many kids they got. And they're literally, I mean, can you put some on the rent? Like, can you put something on it, like a good faith effort? There are people who are literally not paying a damn thing, and they're bragging about that shit. Like that, it's not cool, especially when you're a landlord. Because guess what? A lot of us out here, we still got to pay the motherfucking mortgage while y'all sitting around taking advantage of this government program. And government programs are supposed to be there and available. And don't at me, because I don't even want to hear this shit. Because bottom line is, there are people who clearly are sitting on their ass and not paying anything towards rent. Like, what the fuck you think is gonna happen once October 3rd gets here? You just think extension after extension after extension while you're sitting on your ass and not pay your way? Pay something, because I know you can. I know you got some towards the rent somehow or another. And if you a woman, you got six kids, or you got a man laying up in your house, I'm sorry, your shit trash, because he should be paying your rent. You ain't gonna believe you got an able-bodied man sitting around not paying rent for you and all the damn kids. I'm really disgusted by it. I'm really embarrassed by it. I don't care if they black, white, purple, or red. Bottom line is, this moratorium on rent that just got extended again today by the CDC, and their reason is, which I understand that, but that's not the reason why these people are not paying their rent. Their reason is, if you put these people out on the streets, then we won't get the pandemic under control because the virus just continues to spread. However, if they have housing and a roof over their heads and they're able to quarantine and stay away from people and not spread the virus, that is the reason that CDC gave for extending the moratorium on rent payments until October 3rd. So I said what I said, and y'all
pay. I mean, so but y'all can't go over that at all? Y'all can't bypass that?
Who is y'all?
Landlords.
Well, see, it depends. Now, for me, I'm a private landlord, so I can rent to whoever I want. And those people, my tenants can't do that, because they can get the fuck out. So they can't do that. I'm just standing in solidarity with the other landlords who don't have that flexibility. I rent a single family home, so they gonna pay their damn rent because they have no option, because I sell that bitch right from under them. They gonna get out one way or another, not paid if they don't want to. But the problem is, you have all the other people out here, especially the ones on Section 8 programs. If you are renting like a multi-unit building, and you can be subjected to this very same thing, especially if you have a federally backed loan on your property. Like, you almost have to take no rent, but you got to figure out how to pull some mortgage money out your ass somehow. I don't know how that works.
Okay.
So what you're saying, Janelle, is that you don't pay taxes on the income that you get from rent, correct?
Shit, you a lie. How could I not pay taxes? I have to file it as rental income property. I have to file it on my taxes every year.
Okay.
I'm not a slumlord. I don't take it under the table now. I actually have to literally file my tax forms, yes.
Yeah.
I know a couple people that actually just rent individual rooms, and they get by with, you know, just throwing people out, but I didn't realize that you can, you know, so even as a private landlord, you didn't have to go ahead and follow the law. I didn't know. I wasn't really.
No, it's not about not following law, but it's not about not following law. It does not. Man, it's not everybody. Like, if I have a single property, a single family home, if I give them proper notice, they got to get gone. They can get evicted. They've not reached out to me and mentioned anything about having financial hardships. They've been paying their rent the whole time, as they should. But I don't have to comply with that, because they're going to pay my mortgage. Who gonna pay my mortgage if I'm not supposed to set rent for a whole year?
So you hearing that people are like, I ain't paying rent, and they able to pay?
Man, they brag. You must not be on social media. These you know out here bragging about not having to pay rent.
No, I ain't never.
Oh,
heard
yeah, I mean, there's people that got $50,000 in PPP loans, but no, I ain't gotta pay rent till next June. You know,
see, they doing this. It's disgusting.
Well, those the ones that really got to get out.
Thank you.
I mean,
I just saw today Biden is trying to, what, he extended it, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he extended it off the recommendation of CDC, and they're using the justification as the virus for the reason for extending it.
No, that's bullshit. Pay me my money.
Right.
Or get the fuck out.
That part.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's been over a year. Come on now.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Janelle. DA, let's hit it. Let's go and get with it, baby. What you got, man?
Nigga, that's that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit. They got me fucked up right now on that bullshit.
You know, I'm not a very opinionated person. But what I find out that what I am very tired of is uneducated opinions, be it medicine, the virus could do, or what they need to do. And they have no idea what they're talking about. And they're basically causing people to lose tons of money. They're causing people to kill themselves, literally. And it's starting to get on my nerves when I sit there and hear the opinion, so much to the point where I just want people to shut up. If you don't know, you don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying what's good for me may not be good for you. But I'm also not telling you what you should do. People ask me all the time, hey, what do you think about the vaccine? I just, you know what? Hey, I just tell people, do what's good for you. Because it gets to the point where it's just, you know, my reasons are not your reasons. I have people on the plane. That first thing you say when they're like, okay, you can't get on a plane without, having your mask on. What happens? Oh, well, it's my right. No, sir. It's not a question about whether it's your right or not. The question is, are you going to put your mask up, sit down, and be quiet, or are you going to get off the plane? But people don't understand that because they're so, I guess, social media, I think, probably is going to be the death of America. And this is just my personal opinion, because it gives everybody a voice when everybody doesn't deserve to have a voice outside of voting. I mean, you just can't have people just spewing unsupported, non-factual information repeatedly. And it's gotten to the point where, man, I can't even take it anymore. That's just my commentary for today.
Dude, you ain't telling no lies. I agree with everything you said. Do what works for you. And the fact that we got grown people in America having to listen to people in order to make a decision. Figure out what your best course of action is.
Yeah, I was saying they were just regurgitating some information that sounds intelligent, but they have no idea if it's accurate or not. So, people are getting themselves in trouble. We just saw recently, here's a perfect example. The baby. I love the baby's music. But again, you have no business commenting on that. You have no idea what's going on. I bet you he don't realize that probably half the people that pay him. Yeah, the baby, I bet you he's a perfect example. I love his music, but I bet you he doesn't realize that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you he doesn't realize that half the people that pay him are LGBTQ+. So how are you sitting up there saying it? And if you don't know what you're talking about, man, hey, I think I saw a tweet from Chris Brown the other day. Get on stage, do your show, shut the fuck up.
Basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need a solo. I'm getting a headache thinking about it. Why do we need social commentary or opinions from the baby or any other rapper or entertainer or any
entertainers, period?
Yeah, why do we need them? I mean, back in the day we had intellectuals getting on TV and talking about things. Now we just got any idiot with a platform, and it's like,
well, see, I struggle with that one, because if you think about it, it becomes a slippery slope if you try to silence him. And what I mean by that is, at one point, LeBron James speaks straight facts. But remember, he was told to shut up and dribble, right, when he was on the Black Lives Matter movement. And the thing about it is, while they may be entertainers, they may be athletes, they also are American citizens, and they have that First Amendment right, and they have the right to share. So I don't know that I felt that way, because LeBron James spoke facts. And so how do we differentiate between LeBron James and then the baby? We can say LeBron James can talk, but the baby can't talk, but the baby can't.
Yes, the baby can't, because
it's a slippery slope, though. It starts to affect all of our rights then, if that's the case.
No, I'm not saying nobody can. I'm not saying that he can't. What I'm trying to say is there's certain people you don't need to hold with a grain of salt. And the baby commentary, we don't need to hear from, because his stuff is uneducated. And my thing is, with all the shit going on in the world, in his backyard, in his hometown, in just anywhere, and you want to talk about that stuff, I don't care either way, but why can't you find something else to talk about? Because number one, you just talking about like the dumbest people in the world talk about people, but you're not talking about a situation that could help make it better. What's that? We're bullying gay people or something. We got black people dying left and right. We got black people not able to pay their mortgage. We got this and that, or white as well. Why don't you speak out about that? Why can't it be on? Because that's the current situation we in, is that people are out here starving, struggling, and all he want to do is talk about what the LGBT and say stuff like that. Then later on, we're going to apologize. Nah, man. I could care less either way, but that's what DA is saying. Be right. Educated right. In your speak.
Right. I mean, technically, it's actually only two rappers out here that two current rappers that's out here who I would hold with a grain of salt, and that's either J. Cole or Kendrick. Because I know they do their research on what and before they say anything. And all these other ones out here, they need to just stick to what they know, talking about drugs, money, Molly, whatever, and cars and getting this bag or whatever. That's all they ever rap about. They don't say nothing.
Can I add T.I. to that list?
Yeah, T.I. Well, would you consider him a current rapper? Because he ain't put nothing out in some years.
He's still a rapper.
Yeah, but I say current rappers though.
Current, oh.
Who are currently putting out CDs. T.I. ain't had nothing out in a couple years. In quite a few years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying anybody can speak. I don't want to silence the babe, but I don't want people to be so shocked at what he says or this, and they trying to treat him as if that was President Biden speaking. I mean, hell, they just had a dumbass president for 4 years prior to Biden. Not saying that he's much better, but we had 4 years of Trump saying and doing whatever the devil he want. People should hold him more accountable than some entertainer. That's what I'm talking about.
Right. Well, see, that stems back. The reason why, that whole thing with the entertainer speaking, saying anything is because, see, that stems back to the old Motown days. Because, see, back then, music then had a way of affecting social change.
Yes.
Okay. Back then, you had a lot of people in Motown protesting against the war in Vietnam and other situations around the country. And people and that started a movement. Okay, so people held these entertainers up to a higher standard then. Today, they don't have that high standard anymore. They don't. So people really don't need to. I heard people saying, how come we don't have you have all these entertainers out here who are actual, like it or not, they are influencers. They are influencers. So, but they don't need to try to, I guess you say, educate somebody, because unless they are educated themselves, because right now, because if all you got to do is listen to what they rap about, then they don't sound educated at all.
Nope. And that's what, I understand the reason why you have platforms for celebrities, entertainers, but what I mean is they're speaking out on social stuff. The little clips that I heard from the baby, I mean, that's some shit that they was doing in second grade. That's little kid stuff, is to try to mock stuff and mimic and try to shame. When you got a platform, I don't care if you're a rapper, a rock star, whoever, you shouldn't be trying to shame stuff like that. Where was he at when Trump was doing all this nasty shit? Where was him on the mic? No, he was too busy collecting money from them bootlicking Republicans. Oh, effing coon bastard. Charlotte, Carolina coon.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, DA. I guess since Chrissy's not here, I guess only one other thing to do is to release the Kraken. Let's go, Jay.
Release the Kraken.
You know, this is to piggyback on DA. What I'm so mad at, the reason why we on Zoom and we ain't hanging out is because punk ass Americans are so damn selfish, so arrogant, so stuck on themselves. And I'm tired of it. Every now and then I become an American for a second. I get into my selfish ways and I like pleasing myself and saying F everybody else.
Pleasing yourself.
Hey, take it how it is, because it might all be right. But this shit with this COVID, all right. I don't know. I don't care. I'm so sick and tired of people talking about how tired they are of COVID. And man, yes, it's certain things suck. This shit suck. There's no going back to 2019. We had to learn how to live in a world that maintains COVID, that's going to have COVID in it. That means if you're wearing your mask, if you're not, if you're vaccinated, I ain't telling nobody what to do. What I'm trying to say is, but if you complaining, all you got to do is eat the shit and let's move forward, because either not, this shit going to be here until my daughter has great grandkids. Because I'm, and everywhere I look, and yes, I live in Florida currently, which is one of the fucking hot spots. I'm seeing motherfuckers in Iran saying, don't come to Florida. It's a fucking death trap. And I'm like, that's the fucking Shah of Iran talking about how fucked up America, Florida, not just all, but all of America, but how bad Florida is. Like, this is ground zero. And then when I go outside, I see a couple people wearing masks, but then people, they're still hanging with each other, thousands of people all on top of each other. You could do that, but why can't you do that with a mask on? Try not to transfer fucking germs if you have it or if you don't. We don't know if you got it. That's all I'm saying. And that's why it's gotten worse. Florida's got more people now, yesterday and today, than they had when the shit was at the apex. And fucking, we got the, I'm going to tell you, if I see him, somebody going to let me know, because me and him need to have a conversation. When I say conversation, I mean with the left and the motherfucking right. That punk ass Ron DeSantis, I hate that fucking governor. There's this white girl named Nikki Freed, and I'm riding with her motherfucking ass. I pray to God my daughter's going to be turned 18. We voting that son of a bitch out. He is trying to kill every goddamn Floridian known to man. Even if you visited Florida, he trying to kill y'all asses. And he doesn't give a damn. I don't care, because whether it be the vaccine, whether it be masks, whether it be social distancing, he's against all that shit. The moratoriums, he's against anything that will help people. And he doesn't realize, God damn it, it ain't all black people that's broke and fucking can't vote and shit like that. Your fucking base is some of the most retarded, asinine people on the face. Oh, hold on. Okay. One of the most asinine groups of people on this earth. They're suffering way more than our black people are suffering. But that myth, they think that white, that black people are the ones suffering. We have suffrage. But when I look out here and I see all them non-black motherfuckers fucked up, because it don't take me but 2 minutes to go down the road left or right and I see these fucking trailer parks that they living in or under a fucking viaduct and got their little thing out for spare change. Fuck that. And then you still looking at Ron DeSantis like he's your fucking hero, that fat fuck. Side note, Chantel Brown is fine as a motherfucker.
Who was that?
Right.
She was running against Nina Turner for that Cuyahoga County Congress seat.
Oh, okay.
It was two sisters against each other. One, Nina Turner, was the progressive. She was there before back in the day, but she's too far to the left. And Chantel Brown is more moderate. Mm.
Okay.
But she fine. She'd have got my vote just off looks. I wouldn't even know on her platform.
Yeah.
Well, I just saw a pop up on the TV. I'm sorry.
Well, okay, back to your actual original topic there. I agree with you, James. I mean, I think as Americans, we all enjoy these rights, and I got that. And you have the right to kill yourself, and that's fine. But you don't have the right to kill other people. And that's what's unfortunate about it. And it's sad because you know, sadly, I haven't been able to visit my brother in Florida. I don't get to do that because of this stuff going on. I'm just saying, it's like I haven't been home to Chicago since June of last year. I'm staying away. I'm doing my part. I'm trying to chill, and it's been hard. But people are, you know, when you try to do your part, it's like you suffer because of it, and that's sad. And I just wish we could all figure the shit out. Of course, I can't tell somebody that they need to get the vaccination or not. People are saying, well, I got to, you know, people getting the vaccination, they still getting the Delta variant. Yeah, they are, but they're alive, though. You know, they're going to, you know, maybe have symptoms of a common cold or something like that, but they're not in the hospital on a ventilator like over 90% of the current people who are hospitalized now with the Delta variant because they have not been vaccinated. So again, you can't tell anybody what to do, but that's really selfish when you just won't, you know, take that step to do that. The governor here in Illinois, just 3 hours ago, issued a mandate to require masks in schools again, and I appreciate that. I mean, the kids had to have masks before the school ended when we were back in person. But remember, masks went away in Illinois, you know, like in all the other states, but now they're back. They're not in all public places, but at least they're just in time for school to start on August 17th, at least in my district, because I wouldn't feel comfortable going back to work knowing that the students did not have to wear masks. So
A lot of places doing the mask mandate again. I know
St. Louis City and St. Louis County is.
I'm talking about individual companies too. Like Walmart has went back to the mask mandate.
Not this one over by me.
Well, I think it hasn't started yet, but I think I know down here Kroger has gone back to it. And they even just told us yesterday, actually starting today, actually, we have to start wearing masks again in the plant.
You know, what pisses me off, my best friend in the whole wide world, we've been knowing each other damn near 30 years. He, you know, a couple months ago, he said he's going to come to Orlando so his son, my little nephew, he could come down here to do the Universal thing. And he says, you still strict with it? I said, all day, every day. He said, well, I'm coming anyway. So I said, God dang. But he knows me. So he went, did the resort thing, got him a room, him and his son. And then, you know, he let me know he touched down. So we hooked up to go hang out. So we hung out that day. And, you know, I'm wearing a mask, him and his son. But boy, we all wearing masks. We spent the whole day hanging out. And then a couple days later, after they did their tourist stuff, we hung out right before he got on the plane. And that stuff is sad because if this was like 2019 and prior, I said, man, you don't need to rent no hotel. You come hang with me. We wide open, blah, blah, blah. You know, but the simple fact of it is we eating some of the suck so we could just get forward and try to make sure I don't give nothing to him. He don't give nothing to me. Because I might kill him, he might kill me, I might kill my wife by this corona. And then the last point I'm going to make, the shit that's pissing me off, since Orange County is real hot right now, it's the hottest in Florida. We had to stop Jasmine from doing her school workouts and basketball. And Jasmine, since early June, has been going working out 3 hours a day, running suicides, like 8, 9, 10 suicides, running laps, playing ball, all while wearing a mask, not with an open face. She's a motherfucking beast, but I'm saying she does that all while wearing a mask. And last week I talked to the coach. I said, man, it's super hot here in Florida. We're gonna end our summer workouts right now for safety. Now she's gonna go every now and then just to be around the girls for continuity, but we not, while it's still hot. Even though she wears her mask, and I'm talking about the mouth and the nose is in, we still like, hey, it can happen one day. So those are the decisions people got to make. So I'm tired of people complaining about masks. If my baby could do it, running 2-3 hours a day, running and playing ball and working out, y'all could do it too. I used to, not y'all, but you know, the people of America, just eat some of the suck for a second. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Jay. So let's get our audience engaged. Let's see, it's not a whole lot of people in here, but we want to know what you guys have been up to. Any of you all that's listening, if you want to chime in, just leave your comment in the section and we'll acknowledge it. But so far, like I said, it's been a rather dry summer for me. You know, I spent part of it moving, you know, but the majority of the rest of the time, it's been working. You know, I have no life. That's sad.
Stop, DA. Stop it. Hey, can we pivot to a lighter note?
Turn to CNN, Nell, right now.
I can't. Can we turn to can we pivot to a lighter note? Like, can I tell y'all about my new song that I'm loving? My brother knows. I sent it to him yesterday.
It's called Twerkulator.
No.
No, I'll play.
My city girl, no. Can I tell y'all about my new song I'm loving? And it's so bogus.
And what song is that?
It's Brent Faiyaz and Drake. You haven't heard it?
No.
It's called Wasting Time. My dude said, if you're going to waste your time with me. Okay, Jay, we see you're cute. All right, you see what I'm saying? Like, he being 100 from the gate. He letting you know, like, girl, baby girl, you fine and all that. If you got a little time, forget all these zeros. I'm a zero and a half. If you're going to waste your time with me. Like, at least he, you know what I'm saying? He putting it out there and being honest from the gate. So, for you gentlemen, I'm just asking, like, is there something wrong with just being straight up and letting a woman know from the very beginning that you not with it? You just with the shits. You ain't like trying to be for real.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't accept that when you tell them.
Wait, do you know that song? You know what I'm talking about, DA?
It's actually on my playlist. So yeah,
I know he harmonizing on that shit too.
I mean, I've done that numerous times. I've always you have to be straight up because that's what keeps you from getting stabbed and shit. You say you know what it was from the gate, and then they kind of you knew what this.
What were you gonna say, DA? About what's your thoughts on it?
Well, since I have been stabbed and shot at. From that point forward, I have you know, I'm pretty straight up. But you know, even what I find out is, you know, even when you tell people the truth, they put you, you know, people seem to have whatever's in their mind already in their mind. Mm-hmm. So it don't even matter. I mean, hey, you're married or you have a girlfriend or you have this, and it's just like, I do, I am. It's all news to me. Well, here, who am I married to? Oh, you're married to this person. Okay. Would you like to speak with them? Well, now I need to speak to them. I already know. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you know, like, okay. I mean, I don't know what you can sit there and do, but people, I say all that to say, people have in their mind, they already have their opinion formed and what really is going on. So you're not going to play me or trick me. And I've found out over the years that the truth is the best lie.
All right.
Facts.
Yeah, I tell the truth. You know, if you don't believe it at that point, you know, what do I mean, oh, you're heartless. No, I told you the truth. You don't believe it, so shit. I mean, I'm not gonna sit there and rake my brain trying to convince you otherwise. So you know, I tell people all the time, like, yeah, what do you do for a living? I stack bags. No, you don't. Oh, okay. All right. You know, I mean, I can do no more. So,
mm-hmm. Well, technically, you sit at a desk all day, and when was the last time you actually touched a bag?
I actually touched it. Maybe last week sometime. But
yeah,
I mean, maybe. But I'm just saying. I mean, technically, that's the essence of my job. I mean,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Well, I mean, what does it even matter? I mean, I guess it gets back to even the bigger issue of you know, I don't try to sit there and put myself up on any pedestal. I'm just me.
Right.
You're gonna get, you know, I'm gonna give you the bare bones, and If I'm doing a little bit better than I, what you call it, that's a bonus, right? If I'm doing a little bit better than I let on. But I mean, it's like, but people don't want to hear that. I mean, you know, you sit there and if you tell somebody, I'm a industrial engineer, what is a woman going to say to you or to her friends?
He a janitor.
Exactly. So there's no sense of even, you might as well just say, hey, I sweep floors, man. That way, you know what, you're going to accept it or you're not.
So look, check this out about being honest. So I'm in like a bunch of different groups on social media. So this one group, this lady posted the other day and she said, she had this question out. I'm like, you can't be serious. So she was like, you know, I start seeing this guy. He's 35 years old. He lives with his parents. He says he lives with his parents because it's cheaper. Wait, I'm not done. He lives with his parents because it's cheaper. He doesn't have a job. He's not looking right now because he's trying to find himself and he wants to start a family. He doesn't have a car because he doesn't see the need of getting a license, right? The reason why I need a license. And so she was like, you know, I really, you know, should I continue to, you know, see this guy or not, right? And so, you know, there was a couple women were telling, oh, yeah, you know, just try to ride it out with him and this God. And that. And so for me, I came in. I was like, I said, baby girl, let me tell you something. Dude is 35 years old. If he has not found himself by now, he's not going to find himself. In addition to that, since while he doesn't have a job, he's looking at himself, why would he want to create a family? Said, so you doubling up with this dude, all you're doing is contribute to the cycle of poverty just right there, because that makes no sense. He's telling straight off that he's a bum. Like, real he's talk, a bum.
Real talk, Neil. That woman was ugly as fuck. She was ugly as hell. Did you have a picture of her? She was ugly. Because I'm not saying pretty women ain't stupid, but I'm saying, hey, she must not have a lot of options for penis. Because I'm like, people, you could go, I know where any woman go outside and dudes is breaking their neck to try. I'm not saying they're going to be quality, but that gives them more options than to try to stay with that option.
Look at Jay sounding all Kevin-ish.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you know what?
Jay sounded all Kevin-ish.
Go ahead, D.A.
You know what, I always tell my daughters, you know, that basically after about 32, potential. Oh, he has potential, and all that shit's out the window. If he ain't got it together by then, chance of him getting together. I mean, he may get together later down the line, but you don't want to hang around and find out. And right. You know, you don't want to sit there. Yeah, I mean, now that he has things just haven't gone his way, and you know, I would look at this stuff and it'd be like, man,
you're supposed to push until you get your way. You push until you get it, but no, that's horrible, Neil. That. Man, I need to get in that group so I can.
You
I might
do. Excellent. I'll send you a link to it because I.
But then I don't want people thinking I'm like he said, Kevin. I'm just like, damn woman. At least he told you about himself. Are you that damn desperate that you willing to accept that crap?
I mean, you know what he got to offer? He got penis. You know.
He got, hey, in a lot of cases, that's a what you call it. That's enough though.
That's not maybe enough when you got all those, like I put all these red flags at the end of my comment. Like that's like, let's all red flag. You can get penis anywhere too, but you don't have to like consider him as a boyfriend. Like stop playing with me. Oh, and even if it's just somebody you doing drive-bys with, you still, they could be more than somebody living in their mama's basement. Well, but no,
look at it this way, man. There's a lot of young women and older women out there that need a coach. And, you know, you have to always realize that, you know.
This dude said a coach.
Proper instruction makes progress.
How much instruction is a grown-ass man that's 35 years old? I mean.
Hey, you didn't catch that, Janelle, did you?
No, I didn't. What did he say?
I said proper instruction makes progress.
You know what? Stop playing with me. But he can't be one of them living in his mama basement. Are you serious?
Hey, he sound like it. He sound like he's the best obviously. Of both worlds.
Yeah, he's pimping out two women. Yeah.
My response to her would have been like, well, if you have to ask.
Thank you.
Oh, there were plenty of those too.
I mean, if you have to ask, then you probably shouldn't you probably need to let the dude go. So
I got to see a picture of him. I know she's right. not nothing.
Right.
Because real talk, I've been watching these Olympics for about a week and a half. These motherfuckers so fine.
You know they what?
All James.
Can we get back?
The women, of course.
Can we?
No, back? What I'm trying to say is she obviously doesn't have. What I'm trying to say is those women don't even know that it's dudes like us that can't wait for a certain event to happen on TV at the Olympics so we could just sit here with our pants on. That's all I'm trying to say.
What? What?
You know.
Hold on, James. Why you need your pants off?
You must not be watching the Olympics.
No, I don't.
You don't watch the Olympics. You don't watch this. Sports. You don't watch Olympics.
I don't watch. I don't care for the Olympics right now.
Your son is about to be 31.
I'm saying I hope he doesn't see this because I'm like talking about his. He sees his Uncle Jay. You're supposed to be a role model.
St. Louis. Yeah, I'm teaching him the right way. I'm teaching him. Hey. Watch track and field, volleyball, beach volleyball, women's water polo.
Oh my God.
Could they be having the underwater shots? So, but no. Please explain to me, Chris, St. Louis Chris, why the MNF and Olympics are racist.
That's Texas Chris.
Well, no, this is St. Louis logic he about to present. That's why I asked.
Right.
For St.
You can't
Louis
get away
Chris.
From it.
Why is it racist?
Well, because now it's getting racist because they're starting to put all these stipulations on, you know, that certain, you know, black people can't wear a certain swim cap. You know, the women can't wear a swim cap. You know, who cares about a goddamn swim cap? Because they want to protect their hair.
Well, you gotta remember, there's, I'm trying to think. If you look at football, you watch football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's certain shoes that football players can't wear, certain items on their uniform that they can't have. That doesn't make it racist. It's just certain things. Just like there are certain swimsuits that white, black, Latino, whatever from them other countries, they can't wear because they say it might add to an advantage. Yes, this happens to be black. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I just understand that a rule is a rule. We was just talking about rules and whether it makes them faster or not, they haven't had the adequate time to research it yet. I don't know if it makes them faster or if it makes them slower. I don't know any of that. What I'm trying to say is they have a certain set of helmet or headgear, just like in football. Remember they changed the helmets and what was that? Antonio Brown wanted to keep his same old helmet. And they were saying, either you're going to play with this helmet, you're going to be suspended. Because they was trying to reduce the head injuries. So it's not racist. It just was happening to black women in their hair. And that woman and one of the women that was doing it, they weren't the sprinters. She was from Great Britain, I think. And she was running a fucking 10,000 outdoor swim. They was swimming in the lake. It takes 2 hours. I was like, God dang. But yeah, I understand what you're saying, but bro, it ain't racist. The one good thing about sport is it don't matter if they racist or not. Just look at what happened to Jesse Owens when he shut the fuck up out of Hitler bitch ass. He said, okay, y'all think y'all the super race. I'm about to show y'all motherfucking Third Reich ass. It's all about your merit in sport. That's why I love sport.
Again, it's racist because they know black people dominate in sports.
Okay, and then let's talk turkey for a second. Since you said black people dominate sports, that's true.
Facts.
Motherfucking black people don't dominate swimming. Don't dominate swimming. Come on now. Just because that Terrence Crawford or that Terrence Howard Pride movie came out 10 years ago, that don't mean we all swimming like fish out here. We basketball, football, and sometimes soccer and baseball.
Track and field.
And my pod is the best one all, track and field. You talking about swimming and equestrian and all that. You know, what if they get mad? Is it racist if they tell the black dude he can't wear Jordans? He has to wear a certain type of spur on his equestrian boot? No, it's a rule. That's all I'm saying. You could believe it's racist, But if the one, there's certain rules that they have to, they didn't say she had to cut her hair. She just had to wear a certain swim cap.
Well, it's just mighty strange that, you know, none of these rules are seem to be known unless somebody black does something.
Well, you know what it is? I would agree that I'm not fully sold that it's racist, but I think that when they're making policies and all, they don't have a diversity of thought in mind when they're doing it. That's what it's more like. And you can see that even in the military when they've changed policy on hair. Like right now I have locks. When I was in the military, I could not have locks. But the fact is that there's been an evolution, and on the board, they've decided to bring in more people to make recommendations on how, you know, people can wear their hair, how they can dress and all that. So I think with the international, it's the IOC, right? I believe the International Olympic Committee. I think once it starts to get more diverse, then they will start to take in consideration those things, especially it's not about race. It's about women. You know, they don't even consider women in a lot of things. And so I think that when they start looking at things that affect women, that will come into play. And I don't know what the IOC is composed of. I really don't know if it's, you know, the balance of men, women, black, white, purple, red. I'm willing to bet there's not a lot of representation of people of African descent and or women. And I could be wrong, but I highly doubt it. And so, you know, once we have, it's like, you know, the saying is, you know, if you don't have a seat at the table, you're on the menu. Let that be your name.
That's
and
true.
So, you know, I think that there's not a seat at the table for us. And so once there becomes a seat at the table, meaning for maybe people of color or black people, then women, then you'll see changes like that coming down the pike. I just believe that.
And you look at Simone Manuel, who's a beautiful black queen, in 2016 when she won the gold medal in the 50 freestyle. She didn't have the African-American head. She had whatever the headdress they all have. It's not going to prevent you from getting slower or faster. I don't know. And then you look this year, she wore the same thing as well as the other sister. I want to say her name is Brianna Miles. I can't remember her name, but they swim. You just swim. It's, if you narrowed it down to the limits being racist, just solely on the headgear for a swimming event that probably really no black people really watch. I watch all sports, but what about the other 4 years prior to the Olympics? They have dive meets and swim meets just like they have basketball games. So we can't say it's racist off of that. But we can agree to disagree. I love the Olympics. I love watching people competing, men and women, especially the women, in all different events, stuff that I might never seen, like archery and shit. But yes, track and field.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. We got let's get ready to wrap up. Anybody got parting words?
I do. Okay, go ahead. So I left off because obviously I was having some technical difficulties in the beginning when y'all asking about what we were doing over break. So I read a lot. I've read a couple books during that time. One of them was Cicely Tyson's book, As I Am. Ooh-wee. She's dropping all knowledge. I'm just going to put that out there. And then, you know, I have two other books, like this one, Black Fatigue. I'm black and I'm fatigued, okay? So there's a good one. And I'm reading Nice Racism, okay? So just putting that out there. That's what I've been spending a lot of time doing. This person, the one that wrote this book, she also wrote the book called White Fragility.
Right, I have that book.
A lot of less than melanated people upset, and she's also less than melanated. So there's that. So anyway, So my party, I say that to say that it's really important that we challenge ourselves, you know, that we, especially as black people, that we take the time to read. And I know everybody doesn't, you know, enjoy reading and all of that, but, and I'm an educator, of course, but It's not just that. I feel like, you know, reading is just like your muscles in your body. If you don't use those muscles, they atrophy, meaning they break down, they go away. And same thing with your mind, your brain. If you don't exercise it by taking in some sort of consumption other than TikTok videos, other than reading, you know, 240 characters, I forget how many characters on Twitter. 280. That's they raised because it used to be 140 or something like that. But anyway, outside of, you know, Facebook posts and all that, then, you know, you're doing yourself a disservice. And we have to arm ourselves by with things that we can never be taken away from us. And education is one of them. So I say my thing is read. Just read something. Just read.
All right. That's beautiful. JM, you got any parting words?
I really miss you all. I love the spirited debate. I wish Chrissy was here as well. This felt good to listen and get that energy back. So I just leave y'all with, I'ma steal a line from DA. Just do what's best for you. Do what's best for you. And over the break, I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2 with my daughter. We've been
awesome
doing
game.
That.
Awesome game. Yeah.
Yes. That's it.
All right, DA, what you got?
Parting words, man. My dad used to quote Oscar Wilde all the time. It's like, you know, be someone who causes happiness wherever they go, not whenever they go.
Beautiful.
All right. Well, mine are, you know, it seems like this has been a hot topic as of late. And I do want to encourage everybody to go and seek therapy, because we got a lot of hurt people out there. And as the saying goes, hurt people hurt people. So, I mean, it's still a taboo issue within the Black community. So, but still, I mean, I need everybody to just go and see a therapist. You know, it's not a bad thing to go and see, as they call it, a shrink, okay? Because you hold all this stuff in, you hold in childhood trauma, you hold in all these traumatic events that happened in your life, and you're holding it in and you're thinking, I'll be okay, I manage. No, you're not. Go seek some help. Go get that, you know, go get it off your chest and release it. You find out how much better you feel when you do so. Okay. I'm currently in the process of trying to find a therapist down here, and I will be speaking to someone soon. So on that, you know, get your mental health in check. Get your mental health in order. All right.
That's excellent, Chris. That is excellent. Just FYI, there's so many virtual programs out there. There's apps for that where you can connect with a therapist. And somebody talks to, like, seriously, Chris will talk offline because I got to remind you of something. But there's just so many people available. And especially if, you know, oftentimes we feel comfortable with someone of color, especially if you are a person of color. There's ways to connect with people like that, too. So you seek that information out on the internet as well. And I can drop some links, too, to someone of color if that's what you're looking for.
All right. On that, we're going to say good night. And again, if you have any questions, comments, feel free to email us at unprivilegedaf@yahoo.com. You can leave a comment on our page on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on subscribe to our channel on Facebook. YouTube. I'm sorry, on YouTube. You know, there are links right there. Again, it's great to be back. Glad to see everybody. Glad to hear from people. And we will see you next week. Same time. Have a good night, everybody.
All right, y'all.
See you later.